Here is my intro to where we're going for the next few weeks. The title of this series is called The Journey. I have, in my own study time, in my own quiet, meditating time with the Lord, have been covering some ground in the Word and in my prayer time and the things that I look at. And I'm going to just share with you what the Lord's been speaking to me. One of the things that has gotten really clear to me is that every single one of us, every human being born into this world, is on a journey. Every one of us. Now, okay, come on, Pastor, this is basic stuff. I've been born again for 40 years, almost 40 years, and walking with the Lord. Came from being an atheist and a biker and from a mess to where I am now, not by my own means or devices, but because of how the Lord led me. Now, all of us are on a journey. They're not all going to look like mine or look like yours, but every journey in every life, in every human being on this planet has a beginning and has an end. Some of them are short and some of them are longer. Some of them are extended, but they all, in every facet of the meaning of the word, they are a journey, and we are travelers through this particular time right now. This is our allotted time. This is it. We're there, or we're here. Every one of us, every human being, is on a journey. Now, in this series, here's what I want to do. We all are students, all of us, of the message of God's grace. You come to this church, certainly that's what you're going to hear. All of us are students, whether we're actually studying anything or we're on our journey and we're not moving very much and whatever it is, or we're moving fast, we're going at light speed, whatever it is. No matter what, every one of us is a student of grace. No matter how much you're applying yourself or how much you're not, you're still a student of God's grace. Now, in this, we all have questions. And there's those things that never get talked about in church. Ever. Nobody talks about this stuff. Well, our journey as a church is going to dive in to these areas. Because I want to teach. I keep feeling like this is a part of our preparation, but the Lord wants me to do this with our church. So our journey together over these next few weeks, we're going to cover some ground in some different areas. And I'm going to be teaching on and explaining how some of this works that maybe you've read and glossed over, or you've heard about, and it's been maybe a different doctrine, or it's been taught in a different way. But we're gonna cover these things in the areas of the Word so that it makes sense, so that you get it, so you understand it through the eyes of grace, because that's the bottom line of what we're talking about in the New Covenant. But I want to cover those areas that never get looked at. Amen?
Amen?
We all know, hey, prosperity's for us, healing's for us, deliverance is for us, righteousness is ours, and on and on. We know these things, if you've been here at all, or you'd listen to Grace teaching at all. Does anybody else have any questions about some of these other things in the New Testament Grace Testament? Anybody have any questions about things that are stated besides me? Anybody? Can you raise your hand? Three or four? Okay. No, I'm kidding. If you don't have questions, then either you've already studied it all out, or your journey is not progressing very fast. That's the reality. Because in this journey, you should run into things that make you question. You should run into things in the Word that go, how does this fit? You should run into things in the Word that go, how does this fit with grace teaching and faith? And how does this fit with God's love? How does this work? We all go through stuff. We all go through things. We all go through those areas where we wonder, why did this happen? And why did this happen to me? It's understanding how to do this and how to live this out and go through on this journey and do it well. Don't we want to do it well?
Yes.
This is the main, you know, when I stand before the Lord, I want to hear well done.
Yes.
I really do. Yeah. I don't want to hear, well, you just made it. Praise God. I want to hear well done.
Yes.
I want to do this well. But you know, the reason I want to do it well is because I just want to please Him. It's not that He doesn't love me, doesn't not love me. It's just that I just want to please Him. I want to please my Father. I want to please my Jesus. I don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit going when He's with me, in me, and go, oh my goodness, what are you doing? I want to do it well. So we're going to cover these things so there's some continuity in this understanding of the message of God's grace and how this all fits, okay? My heart is that you be better equipped in grace than just a certain pattern of doctrine. It's the whole Word. Right?
Yes.
Okay. You're awful quiet this morning. It's the whole Word. Now, on this journey, again, it has a beginning and an end for every one of us, some short, some longer. The journey has a purpose, and here's the purpose. This is for all humanity. Everybody that wants to know God and to walk with Him. That's the purpose of the journey. Those of us that are born onto this earth, that's the purpose. To know God and to walk with Him. Believe it or not, the journey is supposed to be an adventure. It's not supposed to be something we dread or that's, you look at it and it's just too overwhelming. It's supposed to be an adventure for all of us, no matter what's going on. The adventure is in faith, in trust, and in relationship. That's where it all lies. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Proverbs 4, verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Here's the breakdown in the Hebrew. Gain knowledge. Now, we offer these grace classes, and we're going to offer more classes. All throughout the year, we're going to offer a whole bunch of them. It's to gain knowledge. But it's to gain knowledge so that you can get wisdom. So that the knowledge can be applied. This is how it works. We gain knowledge, we gain understanding through knowledge and the application of the knowledge results in experience, which we gain wisdom. That's how this all works. It's not just gaining knowledge for knowledge's sake. It's gaining experience through application that opens our understanding, and then the cycle continues. But it's the pursuing of, back to the Hebrew aspect of this, it's pursuing the wisdom and the understanding. It's not sitting and just saying, oh well, or whatever happens, happens, or I don't get it, so I'm just going to go on, or I quit, or whatever it is. It's saying, okay, there's got to be a reason for this, where my knowledge can kick in that I've gained in the understanding of grace that I can apply and gain experience, no matter what area it is, so that I increase in wisdom. And then my knowledge base increases. And then I continue, and it just continues like that. This is the point, okay, of this. This is the point of the journey that we're on. And I'm really just laying a foundation today. That's all I'm doing. Because we will go on as we go on from here today. And we're going to start getting into these other areas. Now, every journey for every person has a path. A path, a direction, a path, a walkway, a road, a way that we go. Every journey has a path. So let's talk about the path. There are only two paths. That's it. One is pointless and futile. Leads to destruction. No matter what it looks like on the outside. That's one path. It's the typical my way path, my choices. It's a result of the choices I make. The other path has purpose and benefits and a destiny. And that's his path. One is my path, one is his path. Can you be a Christian and sit under grace and have your own path? Absolutely. You can be on your journey and you can be doing it your way under grace still. Or you can be on your journey and the path that you have or that you take is the path that he's set up for you and for your life. That has the benefits, that has purpose, that it has the destiny that God's always planned for you. Psalm 23 verse 3 says, and this is after David has written, the Lord is my shepherd, says, he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. David got it. He leads me. I don't lead me. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, according to his purpose and his direction and my destiny, for his name's sake. I have to follow if this is what I want. And I always have a choice. This is an everyday thing. This isn't just, okay, I get up, I've decided to follow Jesus. Yep, I'm his disciple. Yep, I'm a Christian. Yep, I'm baptized in the Holy Spirit. I speak in tongues. I got the grace message in my heart. I'm going to follow you, Lord. This is every day. This is sometimes minute by minute, This is all the time. This is where the continuity of this path, of this journey takes place. It's all the time. There isn't really any other option for us if that's what you've got in your heart. Now, if you've got something else in your heart, or any of us do, we're going to take a path off his path and go our way, and there's problems there. It's something that we do to ourselves. It's never been God's purpose for us. Jesus presented the path of this journey to know God and walk with him this way. John 14, verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." One path, one way, he's it. But it means, when Jesus said this, it's not just saying, "Okay, Jesus, you're my Lord and Savior. Praise God, I'm saved from hell and damnation and judgment and the curse and everything else and sickness and disease and lack." But it's saying, I'm going to walk with you. Your path, all the time, every day, and every hour, and every moment of every day, no matter what I face. And we have to remind ourselves of that. This is the path of our journey. 1 Peter 1, verses 18 and 19. 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19. Just as a reminder to us, it says, "Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, like silver and gold, from your aimless conduct, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish, without spot." Every other path, every path that is different, and I really, this is a lot to sum up in a short time, but please hear me on this. Every path that we take that is different from the path that Jesus outlined for us is aimless. Every single one. No purpose. No direction. And just an end or of destruction or consequences. On the journey and taking this path, it is the path of righteousness. We are made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus as soon as we're born again. 2 Corinthians 5:21. It's pretty much a basic scripture in understanding the grace of God. Now, nothing we did, but choosing to, on this journey, to walk the path of righteousness is where the daily, sometimes hourly or minute by minute choices come in. This is where the overcoming comes in. This is where the benefits and the blessings and the things that the Lord has given us already, this is where they take place. Because we're choosing to walk this path rather than veer off to our own path or an aimless path. God always has a purpose for us. There is always a purpose for us. In everything we face, whatever comes, there's a purpose for us in this. There's always a purpose of this path. It's a personal path. Nobody gets to do this for you. This is you and him, or me and him. And that's what it's going to be. It's not, if you're married, it's not you and your spouse, if it's not you and your friends, it's you and him alone. And we are the ones who make the choices to do this personally and individually. This path is full of choices, blessings, or consequences. Blessings if you stay on and you learn to live for all of us, learn to live righteously. Believe me, I have faced a lot of stuff. Rosie and I have gone through a lot of stuff. And we've had some tough times. This path of righteousness is not always the path of least resistance. You understand what I'm saying? It just isn't. It is not the path of least resistance. Sometimes it feels like all you ever do is go uphill. Pushing. Or dragging a loaded cart behind you. Because of the obstacles in the way or the things that we face. Or the circumstances that come into our lives. We go, my goodness, Lord, it'd be so much easier to do this another way. Let me give you an example. I have an opportunity to just bypass the township with getting our parking lot done. And I would love to. You know what? The Lord told me. He says, you want to do it righteously? Or do you want to do it your way? Welcome to my world. Okay, Lord, my choice. Let's do it your way. Because it's the righteous thing to do. That's living out the righteousness that's in me and the choices that I make. Because that's where the blessings and the benefits are. Not the consequences. You're never alone on this path. Ever. Even though it's personal, you're never alone. He's always, 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 always with us. He never leaves us or forsakes us. Hebrews 13:5. 1 Peter 1, verse 6 and 7. 1 Peter 1, verses 6 and 7. Now this is when it feels like, and a lot of times it is, uphill. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you've been grieved and distressed by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith in Him, not in us, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise and honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Proverbs 17, verse 3. The refining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold. But the Lord tests the hearts, not because He doesn't know what's in us, but so we can see. Now, because this path of righteousness that we're on in this journey is a lot of times not the path of least resistance. There's a couple of things that it does. One is we get to see what's in our heart for real. Two, if we're willing to walk this out in this path of righteousness His way, makes us stronger. Makes us way stronger. Way, way stronger. There's a huge benefit to this. This is gaining wisdom and understanding. It's growth. That's the purpose of living out this path or walking this path of righteousness. Ephesians 4:15 says, speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ Jesus. This is the whole point, it's growing up. A lot of times we don't want to grow up in every area. For real. Who wants to? I just want to grow up in the things I want to grow up in. I want to grow up in prosperity. Right? I want to grow up in healing. I just want to grow up in those areas, that's all. All right? I want to grow up in the knowledge of the forgiveness that I have and the righteousness that I am and my identity in Him. I want to grow up in the power of God and the releasing the power of God through the Holy Spirit, by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because I've been endued with power. I want to grow up in my authority. I want to command devils to leave and sicknesses and diseases to leave and see results. What about this? You want to grow up in persecution? Ooh. All who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus and walk this path of righteousness on this journey will be persecuted. Period. We've escaped a lot of it in the United States, but I'm telling you, can I tell you this prophetically? For real? Because I operate in this. It's coming. Please don't be surprised. It's coming to you, and it's coming to me. If you desire to live godly in Christ Jesus, this is a promise. It's not one of those promises we claim. I'm going to stand in faith for this. You don't need to stand in faith for it. It's coming to the United States. You know that the United States, and I saw a poll on this, the United States, that Americans are the most negative people on the planet. Hard to believe, isn't it? We are. We have the most. And we are the most negative. And I'm not singling anybody out. But the culture does affect the church a lot of times. And I'm going to jump tracks here, but as Christians, the more we stay on the path of righteousness, the more we pursue this path, living the righteousness that we are, the more we do it, there's persecution coming. What you've read in the news and seen in the news is nothing yet. It just isn't. Get ready. So that's just one aspect. We get to see what's in us for real. All right, enough of the path. You got the journey, you got the path of the journey, and then you have the process. I'm going to do this real quick. Michigan is more than any other state that I've lived in, is a manufacturing state. I mean, this is factory city here, right? Amen. You make automobiles and you make whatever else. You take a raw product, a raw material, and you put it into a process, and out comes the finished product. Right? Yeah. That's how it works. Well, you got the journey, you got the path, and you got the process. You're the raw material when you started on the path of righteousness, when you got born again. We have become the raw material. And in the process of following the path of righteousness by choice, God is making us into a finished product. But it's the process we have to walk through. It starts with a surrendered life. And that's the point of today. I I've done a number of funerals and had a lot of friends die and pass away. I've read much about martyrdom and the things that our brothers and sisters have gone through for the ages, for a long time, right up to present. And there's a lot of hard deaths that are in this material or around us. But there's one death that's hardest of all. And it's death to self. That's it. It's the hardest death to die. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Would you say this with me? I have been crucified with Christ.
I have been crucified with Christ.
It is no longer.
I who live.
But Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live,
in the flesh.
I live by faith. In the Son of God. Who
loved me
and gave himself
for me.
Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:31, I die daily, 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 daily. That is the process in the path of righteousness on this journey. You're on a journey. Every one of us, I'm going to wrap. Stay on the path. Do the process. Because that's where everything happens for you. Not against you. For you. The path's revealed in the Word. This is the how-tos. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Read the whole Word and you see the journey of every life that's recorded in there. From beginning to end, and what they faced and how they did. It reveals the path of righteousness and the path of unrighteousness, and it says, you make a choice. If you go off the path, there's always a way back. Always. Repent. Change the way you think. Make a different choice. Say, I'm sorry. And get back on the path. Number two, the process is outlined. God has outlined the process. Psalm 40, verse 7, David said, I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. Get in the Word and do his will. Submit to his will. Stay on the path of righteousness where the blessings and the benefits and the growth are. Stay on the path. Do the process. Surrender your life. You can go with the process or you can fight it, but I suggest it's a lot easier to go with it.
Amen.
Invest in the process. Invest in it. Take it on. Give your will and your life over to this path and this process. And grace, God's ability to you and in you opens up far greater, far more mighty than you ever dreamed. Amen?
Amen?
Would you stand with me, please? Prayer team, I just want to bless you. Come on up, prayer team. If you need prayer today for anything, if you want to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you want the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues, or you've got something else you need to talk with somebody about and get prayer for, or you need a healing, or you need to see a manifestation or breakthrough, come and see one of these fine people. They're full of power. The power of God resides in them and works through them. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for today. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing you are and you've given to us. We love you. Lord, help us in this journey from now on to stay on the path and do the process. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Have a great week, everybody.